Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello Buglers, I am yet again Andy Zaltzman. In March 2008, we named issue 22 of this august audio publication after someone who, in Bugle terms, became a real player. It was the not entirely blemish-free Hugo Crackers from Caracas, Chavez.
Top story this week, Tibet. Well, we've been off for the last 2 weeks giving Tibet ample time to resolve all its problems with China, and I'm sorry to report that it hasn't seized that opportunity with both hands. In fact, it hasn't even seized it with one hand. It just looked at that opportunity, shrugged and sighed. Journalists have been let back into Tibet for the first time since protests erupted 2 weeks ago. The press tour, however, was disrupted by 30 Tibetan monks who chanted pro-Tibetan slogans and defended the Dalai Lama. This whole story, Andy, is going to have to make us reconsider monks and what they're capable of. I thought I couldn't be surprised by them anymore when the film Bulletproof Monk came out in 2003. And I learned that there is an immortal kung fu master monk travelling the globe protecting an ancient scroll. But they've surprised me again. And I tell you what, this makes you think that we have a very low grade of monk in England, Andy. All ours do is shuffle around without saying anything all day and maybe do some occasional gardening. No throat singing, no slamming their heads through breeze blocks. How do they expect to get closer to God if they can't slam their heads through breeze blocks?
I'm afraid I don't watch violent monk films, John, so you've completely lost me.
Well, really, the point with that film is that it wasn't actually violent. He was bulletproof. Yeah. He didn't fire bullets because he's a Buddhist.
China, of course, accused the Dalai Lama of being behind the violent demonstration, to which the Dalai Lama presumably got out his CV, which has quite an impressive track record of not encouraging violence. In fact, arguably, he's taken it too far. And it seems that a lot of the younger generation of Tibet are getting bored of his hackneyed old message of peace and have taken up smashing things up instead.
Well, it's difficult for the Chinese, though, Andy, because what they're doing is they're going up against the 14th incarnation of a god. And that's a worthy foe. But the point is, Andy, where were our monks during the Iraq War protests? Tibetan monks, they're the front line of protests. Where were ours? They should have been scaling Big Ben like a group of robed warriors and then slammed their heads through some breeze blocks.
Well, if you are a monk listening to the Bugle, then do email us in and tell us why you weren't slamming your head through breeze blocks at such a crucial moment of British history.
Yeah, or at the very least, send us in a breeze block in two pieces with a head-shaped print in the centre of it. But around 100 people are thought to have died during the rioting, Andy, and protests are said to have spread across the country. And there were also protests at the official lighting of the Olympic torch, and protests are anticipated to continue as it is carried around the world. Although, I don't know, Andy, where this idea of the Olympics being the apex of everything that is good in the world came from. Historically, it has been a parade of doped-up athletes with bulging eyes running around a track faster than is natural, as 7-year-old Russian gymnasts are threatened with beatings if they fall off a pummel horse. Let's remember, the Olympics were never synonymous with human rights. They began as essentially a nude wrestling competition from which women were banned as spectators upon pain of death.
Was that so wrong?
I'm not.
Would the Olympics be worse if that was brought back in?
I'm not making a judgment call on it. I'm just saying, if you're going to claim it's about human rights, that's a false claim. Ask the ladies. Well, you can't. They're not there. I mean, some argue that the Olympics should be left alone, as they will allow people to see China, maybe in a different way or even for the first time, and will increase the pressure on China to improve their human rights record. And of course, the Olympics taking place at all can do a lot of good for human rights. Just look at Berlin in 1936. Germany really cleaned up its act after those games.
Just imagine how bad it would have been if they hadn't had those games, John. That actually kept a lid on things for a few years. Dalai Lama said that the past relationship between Tibet and China has been, quote, difficult. In the same way that the relationship between a golf ball and a driver is difficult.
Not difficult for the driver, pretty tricky for the golf ball.
Exactly. But a further complication is that if the West wants to put too much pressure on China, China will just turn around and say, don't you want to wear T-shirts anymore? Fair enough, but you will get cold. As always, though, Bugle favourite and president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, has been the most entertaining man on this, as with all international matters. Any guess, John, who he is pinning the blame for these riots on? Anyone? I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
Yeah. A, the Chinese government.
It doesn't feel right to me.
B, Tibetan separatists.
Not sure I'd be interested in that.
C, just the cruel hand of fate.
Okay.
Or D, America.
Oh, let me see. I'm going to go with D, Andy.
Oh, you're right.
John. Yes!
It is America. Chavez said that American imperialists want to divide China. They're trying to sabotage the Olympics in Beijing, and behind that is the hand of imperialism. We asked the world to support China to neutralise this plan.
I'm going on record again. I love this man.
Thank you for listening. For another show from the Bugle stable, go and listen to Tiff Stevenson and guests in Catharsis. Find it at thebuglepodcast.com. More top stories tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.